You are not alone. And now there are two resources that I've put together specifically for your journey. This is your host, Rachel Bernstein. I am an educator and a therapist and a cult specialist. And I am very excited to announce Restart and Restore, a journal for survivors of manipulation, and a companion notebook that I've put together to go with it that has people's stories that they've shared with me that they wanted to share with you, and some wonderful quotes from people whose thoughts I truly admire, and more pages and writing prompts for you to continue with the writing that can help you along your healing journey. This isn't just another blank journal. It's a trauma-informed recovery companion, and it offers psychoeducation on the mechanics of manipulation and control and therapeutic writing prompts to explore your history and your strengths, practical exercises that transform insights into some actionable steps, and the freedom to heal at your own pace. You can do it in the time frame that works for you without any judgment or pressure. Whether you joined the organization or the relationship that was controlling as a teen or as an adult, Restart and Restore provides the structure and, I think, validation needed to process your experiences safely. I'm also excited to share, beyond the journal and its companion notebook, that I'm currently working on a second journal specifically for those born and raised in high-control groups or high-control family units, as their healing journey often involves different and specialized challenges. Restart and Restore and its companion notebook are available now, and you can find the link in the show notes. Thank you very much. I hope it's helpful to you or to someone you love. Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for being a supporter of the show. Thank you so much for your unwavering support. It has been really, really validating for our work and helps to keep it available, keep it on the air. And again, these bonus episodes are our gift to you. So today, I want to talk to you about spotting subtle manipulation after you've been manipulated before. It's very important when you have been manipulated to know what to watch out for. And also, especially because sometimes the ways you were manipulated were different. So you might not recognize these other techniques as techniques of manipulation, or the person who was manipulating you in the past could be vastly different in some fundamental or more obvious ways in terms of presentation, appearance, etc. So you might not know that they are the same kind of person inside with the same intention of wanting to control you as this other person who might look very different again, might dress very differently, might speak very differently. I want to make sure that what you have potentially survived, if that is your story, is not something that you go through again. Or if you just care about this as an issue, or if you've had loved ones involved in a situation like this. I know that you want to be able to protect them. And so sometimes people will support the show or listen to the show because this is information they want to pass along to people they care about. So definitely have them notice these subtle forms of manipulation. It happens so often to well-meaning people, people who are trustworthy themselves, that they assume that people are being upfront with them and honest and have good intentions. And that's not always the case. I wish it were, but it's not always the case. So let's talk about what I mean by subtle forms and how we make a distinction between extreme versus subtle in terms of manipulation. So when we use the term extreme manipulation, I mean things like very overt coercion, putting someone in isolation, strict control of your daily life and who you can talk to and how many hours of sleep you get and what you eat and where you are at any minute of the day. Also, that you have to believe the ideology, the teachings 100%, or if there's public shaming, that's very extreme and obvious. Harsh punishments of any sort, extreme and obvious. These are the things that would be, of course, causing a lot of tension for you, but a lot of intimidation. And it makes you feel like you have to behave or else. So most cult members, people who have been involved in relationships with people who are manipulative, know this kind of manipulation all too well. But subtle manipulation is quieter. It's way more covert. It doesn't necessarily demand something from you or everything from you on a day-to-day basis. It shows up sometimes slowly and through patterns that seem potentially reasonable at first. Like if someone asks you repeatedly to do these sort of small favors for them or increase your level of devotion or obligation or donation. If they give you these compliments that kind of love bomb you, make you feel safe there, or these compliments make you more dependent because it feels so good and you want a little more of that. And so you'll do the things you need to do to please this person so that you get more of these affirming and complimentary comments. Or gentle guilt, not like the how dare yous, but the, I figured you would want to stay on later tonight because you cared about our mission and you cared about the people we're serving. But if you don't, you know, it's okay. I understand. Those kinds of passive aggressive ways of instilling guilt or framing any of your questions or doubts as something maybe to look at, maybe something you need to kind of look at as a problem. Maybe I can help you fix that. These subtle tactics are much easier to miss.